For the past several weeks, we have been looking at Jesus' return to judge the living and the dead. Yesterday marked the last Sunday of the church year, where the readings warned us to be watchful and ready for his coming. We do not and cannot know when that will happen, so we need to always be prepared. What is the goal for the Christian? Life everlasting in the presence of the triune God, ever dwelling in the blessed mansions of heaven. The goal is not something we attain because of our hard work, but it is a gift from God to those who trust in him. Isaiah the prophet, writing about 700 years before the birth of Jesus, saw the second coming of the Messiah. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. Isaiah sees the physical reality of God's redeeming and restoring work of salvation. This sinful world will pass away, but he creates a new world, a new Jerusalem, for his people. That which the faithful forget is the pain and anguish caused by sin, for our Lord Jesus Christ took upon himself our transgression. May our Lord grant that we are ready for his return and his eternal blessings. Amen.